Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to another edition of Your World Today, Ramadan edition. I'm Anisa Isak. Well, we start off talking with the South African Human Rights Commission and other dignitaries who have gathered in KwaZulu-Natal to honour Chief Albert Luthuli and other human rights defenders. Now, this morning, the South African Human Rights Commission gathered at the Luthuli Museum in Gautville in KwaZulu-Natal to honour Chief Albert Luthuli and other human rights defenders. And this is also the place or birthplace of Chief Luthuli. Dignitaries at the event included Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Zizi Kodwa, the chairperson of the Human Rights Commission, Chris Nissen, some of his colleagues, the mayor of the Kwadukuza municipality, Lindile Nhaka, and the chairperson of the Chief Albert Luthuli Museum, Dr. Mkolisi Mkunu. Today we speak to Human Rights Commissioner Phelile Ntuli. Phelile, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Isaac. Assalamu alaikum and happy Ramadan to all of your listeners.
Thank you very much. Alaikum salam. So, why has this specific event, to honour Chief Albert Luthuli and other human rights defenders?
Ma'am, this is a very special and important event for us as a South African Human Rights Commission, but for South Africans and Africans in general. We are still within the month, which is better known as a Human Rights Month, where we try to observe a fight for or the struggle against human rights violations and the struggle to promote and defend human rights. And as part of our programs for the month, we saw it fit that we should honor not only Chief Albert Luthuli, but also his wife, Mr. Nokukhanya Luthuli, as well as other human rights defenders across the province who have played a very important and critical role in the protection and the promotion of human rights in the province.
Mm-hmm. So who were these other human rights defenders that were honored today? Can you tell us maybe a few of them?
Yes. In the course of our work as a Human Rights Commission, we work with various members of communities, leaders and communities, and we also come across through referrals members of communities who play a very strong and prominent role in ensuring that human rights are protected and promoted and advanced in their community. So through the process of our work, we have been able to identify over a period of time those who we thought are deserving of this very important accolade. This is a pilot program, and we aim to also then follow it through next year during Human Rights Month, where we'll continue to honor those who fight for the defense of human rights, not just in the province, but across the country as well.
All right. So in what way has this taken form, the honouring of Chief Albert Luthuli and the other human rights activists and defenders for their relentless work in the protection of human rights?
We have had an award event of sorts today where, as you have said in your introduction, the minister gave a keynote address where he was able to assist us in remembering the work of Chief Albert Luthuli and invoking the spirit of Chief Albert Luthuli in reminding us to take forth the struggle for the defense of human rights. So the form that it took is this event where the minister gave a keynote address. Our chairperson, the chairperson of the Human Rights Commission, Reverend Chris Nissen, was also part of this event. The chairperson and members of the Chief Albert Luthuli Foundation, as well as the family, including the eldest daughter of Chief Albert Luthuli, as well as Mama Nokukhanya Luthuli, were part and parcel of this event, as well as, of course, members of the community and activists from across the province who then would have received these citations of honor. Each of them were handed the citation of honor that recognizes their contribution, as you say, a relentless contribution to the struggle for the protection of human rights.
Now, what is the legacy of Chief Albert Luthuli, even in this day and age? He's passed on a while, but we still know that he has done not just for KwaZulu-Natal, but for the country at large.
We had our program was in two parts. We had part A and part B. Part A was a visit to the grave site of Chief Albert Luthuli and Mama Nokukhanya Luthuli, and the prayer ceremony was led by Reverend Sokela, who used a very important word He said that when we remember Chief Alfred Luthuli and his work and his legacy, one word becomes prominent in our minds, and that word is sacrifice. And indeed, when we remember the legacy, we think about sacrifice, sacrifice of oneself for the betterment of the whole of the community, as well as the sacrifice of oneself for the betterment of the continent, as well as the world, because these rights that we speak of are universal. And you'll remember that the chief was also a recipient, the first African recipient of the Nobel Prize for Literature, which then stamps his name in not only South African history, but global history, as a fighter and a prominent fighter for the defense of human rights. So when we speak about his legacy, we speak about a global legacy and not just a legacy that is reserved for KwaZulu-Natal or South Africa. And this is exemplary for all of us as South Africans to say that we have a fundamental responsibility, which is to sacrifice ourselves for as long as there are those who are deprived of their human rights. We cannot sit comfortably enjoying ours because we live within a collective as people of this world.
Absolutely. And can we overlook the massive work that key grassroots human rights defenders and NGOs do in fighting for human rights in all of South Africans, especially when we look in at our marginalized communities?
In fact, that is the very reason why we have held these awards, to say that we cannot overlook and understate the work of human rights defenders and activists on the ground. And by awarding them and recognizing their work, we are not only encouraging and inspiring them, but we are also inspiring others around them who then look and say it is rewarding and it can be rewarding to fight for justice and to fight for social justice and to also defend and protect the rights of those around us and those even beyond our community. So there's definitely a symbolic significance to this award that we are giving in terms of its ability to inspire not only the recipient, but also communities at large.
Pilili, how important is it to keep reminding young people, especially young people, of the sacrifices made by people like Chief Albert Luthuli in the fight for a democratic South Africa, particularly when we celebrate Human Rights Month? And in this, you know, if this is the case of emphasizing the hardship, because we don't want people to forget this. I mean, it's become part of our DNA in the struggle that we've had in this country and for others to know. So we have to pass that legacy on to our younger generation.
Our chairperson, Chris Nissen, when he spoke and gave his remarks, he said something very important, which is that you cannot know where you are going until you know where you come from. You cannot understand where you are until you know where you come from. It's very important for young people of today to understand the history of the struggle of this country, to understand that people died so that they can enjoy the freedoms that they enjoy, so that they don't take them for granted as though these freedoms have always been here. It's only been 30 years that these freedoms have been here. Mm-hmm. And we need to constantly remind young people so that they not only don't take advantage of these freedoms, but they continue to fight so that these freedoms are never taken away in the future.
Absolutely. Well, Pilile, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We do appreciate you making it for us. And I hope that, you know, we see these celebrations now become an annual thing for our country for Human Rights Month. But more importantly, that the memory of all of our human rights defenders here in South Africa are held high, and that our youth and future generations carry it forward. Because as you said, and as Chris said, you know, we never know where we are from until we know where we have come from. And our past is linked to that, and the people from our past. So I think it's very important that we do that. But that's a message I think we should carry with us once the interview is over, and keep that in mind always. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum, and a blessed Ramadan to all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you once again. Alaikum salam.